Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be here. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen King back on the show. Steve is the president, founder, and CEO of Growth Force, an organization, as I told you earlier in the hour, that it works really hard to help you and me improve our financial management of our businesses. Steve King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. He's the author of The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow, also to improving, increasing profits, also reducing fraud. You're starting to see the picture here. He's all in on helping you with your financial management. Hey, Steve, one of the things that that I've identified recently as a segmentation factor in small business is how they feel about growth. And you know, you got people who want to go public, you got people who are looking for funding, and you got people who want to do it organically, their own sources and probably bank loans. So I think that's a way of thinking about how small businesses are segmented, but regardless, one of the things you've talked about recently and written about is how that growth. Those growth decisions, those growth attitudes, those strategies, those expectations, you've broken them into a phase, what you call the growth phase, and you've said that there are five stages to that. Talk to us about those.
Well, you know, this is my third company, Growth Force, and what I found fascinating was to see the different challenges that a business needs at different stages of growth, and it's, you know, we called the company Growth Force instead of Stephen King CPAs because we wanted to be able to help businesses with the systems and services that train people to be able to help get through those different phases. And we've identified them as four. The first is the entrepreneurial phase. You've got the founders doing all the work, got zero revenue, you know, up to about $1 million, and you start to focus on achieving viability. Can you make money? Is somebody going to buy your product or services?
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at, actually our partner Insperity had a business life cycle, and I saw how appropriate that was to Growth Force. So we used their definitions. And the second was emerging growth, where you're trying to accelerate the business. You're now needing to delegate to people other than the founder or the partners, and you need to start acquiring some business skills because you're going to get to over $1 million of revenue. And there's roughly 10 full-time employees is what we look at. If you look at each person, has an average of about $100,000 in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
At that stage. The next one is sustainable growth, where you're trying to scale and to get to the, you know, the $10 million range, and you start to grow middle management, and you need to start focusing on making money, consistent, predictable result.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you got that exit, you know, where you start thinking about, what am I going to do with this business? There's only three things you can do, right? You can run it until you die at your desk. You can sell it to family or to the management team, or sell it to an outside partner. Or investors. So you start thinking about succession planning and mergers or acquisitions. And so at each different phase, you need very different things. And that's kind of what I posted a blog on this today, kind of help our clients and our friends get through those four stages.
Well, and it's important. And of course, the easy ones are the entrepreneurial and the exit, right? Because if you're not confused, if you're in the entrepreneurial stage, there's not much confusion about where you are at that point. And then when you're in the exit stage, you know, you're kind of a grizzled old veteran, you know, at that point, and you kind of can look back, and you also know where you're going, and you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to slay any new dragons. I'm gonna try to maximize what I got right now. Those two are pretty easy. It's the two or three or four in the middle where it kind of gets smushed together, and you really have to pay attention to how those are delineated, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it does start at the beginning, at the entrepreneurial stage. I would having the right mindset of putting in place the solid foundation, so that you're basically creating the bones of the business, right? Mm-hmm. You're defining your culture, you're defining your, your presence, your image, your brand, and it also, from the finance and accounting perspective, what I've always tried to do when I was at that stage is
hold on to that thought, Steve. I'm going to let you finish that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Steve McKean. He's with GrowthForce, growthforce.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about these, how to think about it, which phase are you in, and how should you be thinking about growth? 22, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.